When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
Oh wow, look at that. I got bars, I got everything. Everything's going.
I got bars.
I got stripes.
There's sometimes in life when yeah, the bars and stripes. Get it? No disrespect. No disrespect. But the bars and stripes, it's like sort of like that's a collegial lifestyle right there. You understand?
No.
Okay. So you know what the stars and stripes are?
Yep.
Bars and stripes.
Oh, do I have to tell you?
No, I'm just saying, do you understand or no?
No.
You make the connection? Stars and stripes. Okay.
Uh-huh.
Bars
stars.
Stars and bars.
Stars and bars I got.
Yeah, it feels like you're not following. Bars and stripes. Okay, so you know Old Glory?
Sure.
You know the flag?
Oh, that's not what I thought Old Glory was.
What did you... Maybe we'll table that.
Okay.
Okay? Old Glory. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I haven't seen Michael since 11 p.m. Yeah. He went around the corner. So let's get back. You know the flag?
Sure, love it.
Yeah. You know Stars and Stripes?
Yep.
Okay. So then just it's one small step for you. It's not even a giant leap for anybody unless they really aren't that can't make that intelligent IQ quotient grab, but Stars and Stripes? Ha ha ha. Bars and Stripes.
Oh, because it rhymes? Because it rhymes, Tom?
Today on on the podcast, Mike
wait,
and
Tom... Wait, is it because it rhymes?
That's an element of it. That's certainly okay. An element of it. That's not the real incredible comedy of it. Stars and Stripes, Bars and Stripes, collegial lifestyle. Like hoist a pint down the pub with a couple of mates. Do you know? That's like, let's troll down the street, the main drag, Friday night. Woo! Let's go.
We'll go to the bar.
Let's go to the bar together. The American bar, the bars and stripes. It's pretty good. It's pretty damn good. And I'm thinking of that guy that wrote those books about Trump. I'm thinking about getting him to write a book about this because I think I can see the cover. It's a big flag.
Yep.
And it's sort of like, but it's a drawn flag. It's not a real flag. Okay.
Drawn.
And that takes up 3/4 of the book. Like the flag is unfurled and waving. It's glory.
And it's old is this glory?
The flag itself that I'm portraying?
Yeah.
It's about from 1914.
Okay. Got it.
Okay. And it's just, it's blowing in the wind and it looks beautiful. It's the American flag. It's Old Glory. It's Stars and Stripes. And that is it's a drawing of that flag.
Yeah.
And that takes up 3/4 of the book cover.
Yeah.
And the book cover's base is red. And then the flag is red, white, and blue, as you know. And then underneath, not a drawing, but actual physical picture that we'd take down on, say, Bourbon Street or something, where there's people just like hoisting drinks and there's groups of people and they're crowded together too much and there's bars on either sides of this main street and it's Bars and Stripes.
Oh.
By the Trump biographer.
Because it's not safe, so you have to put the bars in the windows.
That's not why it is. It's not because it's unsafe. No, it's talking about an element of society where we celebrate perhaps a little bit irresponsibly sometimes. Uh-huh. But that's America.
So wait.
Uh-huh.
Did you say Bourbon Street?
Wait, Bourbon. How do you say it? Bourbon? You know, like the drink. Boor. Yeah. B-O-U-R. Bourbon. I'll have a whiskey neat.
All right.
And whiskey neat. And some bourbon. What is funny? What is funny? I'll have some whiskey neat.
And some bourbon.
And some bourbon. And some Scottish.
That's not how I pronounce it. That's not how I pronounce it at all.
Look it, live and learn, to each their own, right?
You don't even want to know how I pronounce it? You don't even want to know how I pronounce it. You just passed right over that. Not how I pronounce it.
You'll probably be like, oh, bourbon.
No.
Oh, okay, now I'm intrigued.
Mm-hmm.
You don't say it like me, bourbon.
No.
Bourbon.
No.
You don't say it like it's spelled.
Nope.
Oh, this is, okay, wait, no, hang on a second. Give me three guesses. So, three guesses. You ready? Top of my head. Uh-huh. So you're Michael Ian Black, and you like, you know, you'll have like a, what do they call that? A bar area in your home where, you know, people can like.
They call that a bar.
Oh, that's so aptly named. Yeah. And so you'll have one of those and you'll have like your drinks. You know, you'll have your Woodford Reserve and you'll probably have some Stoli somewhere. You'll be like prepped for guests, right? Because you're a popular guy and everybody wants to come to your house and you have to like sort of, you and Martha have to be like, not on Tuesday, on Wednesdays we can have so-and-so stock the Jamesons for Thursday. You know, you've got like a whole bunch of, you got a calendar. You're
social
the age
calendar, yeah.
Where somebody has a social calendar. You're less a Bars and Stripes guy now and more of a social calendar guy. Am I right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So you want to have some bourbon ready, but you pronounce it. Three guesses now. Bourbon.
No. Okay. Good guess, but no.
Oh, I got it. I know what it is. I know what it is. Uh-huh. Bourbon.
You got it. You got it on the second guess.
Bourbon. Hey, look at us. Yeah, old friends. Sitting old on a park bench like bookends. Hey, who knows each other? That's great.
Oh, we're having fun now. Now we're having fun. Now when we started, it was like, this sucks. But now we're having fun.
Wait, when we started, you didn't like it?
Oh, I didn't understand Bars and Stripes. It was terrible.
You were
terrible for me. It was terrible for me. I didn't understand that at all.
I went highbrow and I apologize. I really
didn't
do.
That I understand it, it doesn't seem that highbrow.
I talked about book writing.
Yep.
And I talked about
Old Glory.
Alcoholism.
All that stuff.
I talked about history. You hated that. I get it.
I didn't like it. Welcome to Michael.
Is it Michael?
It's usually Michael, but for the sake of the podcast.
Yeah.
I sometimes go with Michael.
And Tom eat snacks.
Mike and Tom eat snacks.
Mike and Tom eat snacks.
Otherwise known as mates with my good friend, Michael Ian Black.
And my good friend. It's so good to be here.
Hang on a second.
Hmm?
Just a thing there where I'm like, my good friend, Michael Ian Black.
Yep.
And you're like, and my good friend, it's so great to be, but you don't name it. And so maybe they're like, they don't know who you're referring to because you weren't specific.
Welcome to Mates
with my good friend, Michael Ian Black.
And it's so great to be here because we got a snack for you.
Yeah, I was going to like call my first time out here. It feels like that needs to be semi-reciprocal in some manner or form where I'm like, my good friend, Michael Ian Black, and you say.
And I said, with the same energy and intensity that you said it, and we got a snack for you.
Yeah, make it in, say. My good friend.
Oh, you want me to say your name? I get it. But here's why I didn't.
Okay.
Because earlier you had said the name of the podcast, Mike and Tom Eat Snacks.
Yeah.
And I thought it would be redundant for me to then say your name because it's already built right into the podcast. So I was like, I'm not going to waste everybody's time by saying his name.
Why would I do it then?
Well, because that's what the people want.
Right. And if the people want me to do it,
would
those people not want you to do it?
It's possible, but it might be redundant. So we got a snack for you today that you're going to love. My good friend Tom Cavanaugh. My good friend Tom Cavanaugh.
I'm excited about this snack, and I'll tell you why, Magic. I'm gonna tell you why I'm all excited right. about it because there are snacks that feel like they're for everybody.
Yeah.
And then there's some snacks that feel maybe a little bit more age appropriate. And I don't know why. And maybe I'm completely off base about this one, but this one feels like it skews younger. And
interesting.
To me, it does. There's something about this snack feels a little bit like a carnival ride for me, for people from ages 3 to 6. You're this tall. You can ride it. You don't have to be. It's great. Come on board. This is for you. This snack is for you.
This is like an intro snack. It's a primary grade snack.
It's a colorful. Maybe even a proof. Yes. Yeah. It's a colorful kindergarten. You could decorate your kindergarten banner with this snack. I think by now the mateys and the viewers, look, do we know? We don't know. In the last week, did we solve that or no?
We kind of danced it around.
You know,
a little
bit. We put the Starburns people on it. Remember that? And they're like, hey, man. Yeah. What can we do?
Work on that. Yeah.
What can we do, guys?
That. But they have not gotten back to us. I know that there's. I know they bought a computer, so I know they're crunching some numbers. Yeah. But I don't know if
I am excited to hear what comes back. I'm here.
I am too. But for now, whether or not they're viewers, we got to table that.
We got to table it for now. In the meantime,
I wonder if you can guess just by the. I wonder if you can guess by the sound.
Oh yeah, sure. Go.
Mine sounds like gravel.
I didn't hear yours at all. Your audio recording is for crap.
It's terrible. Yeah.
Oh. There you go.
Yeah.
There we go. That had to do it, no?
I don't know. Let's see. As our viewers, whether or not they're viewers or not, I don't know.
A colorful kindergarten banner adorning snack worthy would be
Skittles. We got Skittles today. I mean, and original Skittles.
Yeah, original Skittles. So I have original Skittles. You have original Skittles. And now I'm concerned. I guess there's other flavors of Skittles. I feel like
the only reason I'm saying original is because it says right on the top, original Skittles. Yeah. So I'm thinking there's probably a whole panoply of different flavor mixes, fruit mixes they've got for Skittles that I'm just kind of unaware of.
Panoply. Well done. Well done. I'm all aboard a panoply. Can I tell you a little something now that we're talking about original Skittles is the very thing that we spoke of, you know, like it's like a grade school friendly kind of presentation. Look how the word original is written on the package. You know, somebody took a big fat yellow marker and scrawled out original with nary a care about how it really looked. It just kind of like there's a couple of capital letters in there. There's a bunch of non-capital letters. The I's are dotted. It's fantastic. It's just a teacher in a hurry, maybe on the board, or maybe one of the children that spells quite well. Macy, would you like to spell out original? Yes, Miss Parker.
But she's such a brown nose. Macy sucks. Macy sucks. Let's just be honest.
Her penmanship is excellent.
Her penmanship. She can spell like the Dickens. She's got great penmanship, but what a brown noser this bitch is. I mean, she does not stop the polish in the apple and the yes, Miss Parker. I will say after to clean the chalkboards. Yeah. She does not stop. Now, look, does it serve her well in terms
of? That's what I was about to say. Do people resent her? Yes. Will she get ahead?
The class does. Oh, yeah, she will.
That's the thing, though, right? That's the thing about Macy. She's like. Yeah. You can think about me what you think about me. It does hurt her. It does, Michael. It hurts her deeply. But she's all, nope. You can say what you want. This is good. This is good for me.
Mm-hmm. Straight A's. Probably get a perfect SAT score in a few years. Probably get into Brown. But
she'll be into Brown, and she'll be looking over her shoulder at, you know, Princeton. She's rationalized Brown. She's over there on the coast. You know, she feels like maybe... Yeah, but she'll do well at Brown. That will tag her a little bit when she gets out into the world, but not for long because her personality is not going to change. She's a go-getter. She moves forward. You know, she's a go-getter.
But don't you? I mean, can't you picture Macy it's Thursday night, it's Friday night. All everybody's going out, and you know, and they're saying, Maisie, come on, take a break from studying. Come with us to the Ratskeller. You know, we're gonna have a great time. Leon's band is playing. You know, Leon, and she's saying, I can't. I got finals. I got a paper due. My internship.
Does World Finance take a break?
Right.
No, it doesn't. That's what she says, you know?
But in her heart, what does she want to do? She wants to go.
She wants to go see Leon.
She's got a thing for Leon.
Leon's
such a dirtbag, and she's got a thing for him.
2 years in, she cannot help herself. She loves how he smells. You know what that is,
magic? That's the thing.
Pheromones. She gets next to Leon. She takes a deep whiff intake. She's got the books there, and she's got the light glaring down on them at the desk later on. What's she thinking about?
Leon. And his white boy dreads, his jam band, and the dirtbags he hangs out with. Yes. He's out till all out. He doesn't seem to give a shit about his grades.
He doesn't seem to even go to class, and yet
he's squandering it.
He's rebelling against everything he's ever come into. And you know what? He's so popular for it. He seems to have nary a care in the world. Leon, like, I mean, he doesn't bathe. Granted, he is talented musically, but he's not talented vocally, right?
He can barely hold a tune.
No, I know.
And look, how talented is he musically, really? He should step aside
and let somebody else sing. But no, and nobody seems to care. He gets up there with that scratchy, weedy voice, right? He plays an incredible riff. People freak out, and then he starts singing. And I remember the first time, I'm like, is it a skit? Are we joking? And everyone's into it. They're into it. He pays no penalty. None.
They love it.
Oh, my gosh.
You know what it is? Because he's got the thing that Macy wishes she had. That's why she's attracted to him. He's got a natural charisma.
Yeah,
and Macy, for all her brains and all her work ethic and putting the pedal to the metal, it's like she stands up in front of the room to deliver her perfectly prepared presentation, and you can just see eyes going to half mast. Yep. Everybody's just like, wrap it up. Leon gets up in front of that class,
laughs when he makes mistakes, and he should pay for that. But who's laughing? The teacher. Right?
Leon's laughing too. Everybody's laughing.
Everyone's laughing.
The guy can have fun. The guy pokes fun at himself. He knows who he is.
Yeah,
and I think he's going to get further. You know who's going to get further in this world?
Macy.
Absolutely. A lot further.
Oh, absolutely. He's having a grand 4 years.
Oh, yeah. Now he is.
They'll pass him. She'll resent that, but also be like impressed that somehow he managed to snow all these people. But listen, she'll go on. She'll make a lot of money. She'll live in a good home in Georgetown. Look, she's going to be a great boss. For all the resentment that people harbor toward her now, she is going to overcome all of that. She'll be the person that you want to be in charge. He's going nowhere. 5 years. Who knows?
He's going nowhere.
Brown educated, they'll say. And they'll think,
what happened to Leon?
He's like, I didn't graduate. He's like, no, he went off. He went to Europe. Yeah, absolutely. Leon was like, Leon, you're looking
king at of the world.
You're
in
looking
Providence.
At the apex of Leon right now. Yeah. But does Macy know that? Nope.
Nope. She just knows.
She loves
she's
him.
Going, she she's loves going him. To bed at, you know, 11:30 on a Friday night. His band hasn't even started. They're not even on yet. They're not even on. They were supposed to go on at 10. Not even on yet.
Yeah.
And she's you know, going to sleep the club is miles away, but she can hear it. She can hear it as she's dozing off.
Absolutely. It's like it's next door. It's inside her head. And the next day she crosses her arms across her chest and carries her books, and she kind of waits for news of Leon from the night before. Yep. And oh, that was amazing. You know, she has to wait till 11 o'clock when people start the stragglers start coming in.
They close the place down.
News of Leon. They were unbelievable. Those guys didn't go to bed. They went down to the diner. Yeah, and then they went to the lake. Oh my God. They're just living the high life. Again, it's the apex of their lives, these guys.
Yeah.
And
thank God Leon's family has so much money, you know?
Oh my God. Like that's
he's gonna be fine. I mean, you know. He's not going to do anything, but he's going to be fine. He'll noodle on his guitar.
Sure.
You know?
He's
going to be fine.
Yeah, he'll be out at 40. All right, mateys, take a knee. We'll be right back.
Hey, it's it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
Skittles.
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 So we went to the groceries. I went to the grocery store to get the little bag of Skittles. They didn't, at the checkout counter, they didn't even have it. So we had to get the sharing size.
Oh, wow. Look at that.
I got like half a pound of Skittles right here.
Michael is holding up this. I was not prepared for it. Michael is holding up a bag that like is basically blotting out the sun right now. It's a big bag. Wow. That's a big bag of Skittles.
Skittles makes its own light, though. You don't need the sun when you got Skittles. You know, you're tasting the rainbow with this guy.
They shine so very bright. Exactly right. It's like a sunshine kindergarten snack. It really is. It's beautiful. It's colorful. Here's something about Skittles, and I think that you know this. Some snacks you're over and done with quickly. You've got that monster-sized snack. Skittles goes a lot longer than you think. Have you ever been in a movie theater? You're engrossed in the movie. You started your Skittles right off the bat. Now you're an hour and a half into the movie theater. You dip your hand into the bag while like focusing on the screen. You pull the bag. You realize I've got 3/4 of the bag of Skittles left, and I haven't stopped eating them. Mm-hmm. Skittles lasts. It's a lot for your money.
Oh yeah, because they chew. God, they chew.
Yeah, they chew, and they tang out. Like each one is like, hey, we're gonna tang out, man. Feel that? Like you don't need 4 or 5 at once, even though they're small. They tang out.
Oh, they'll do full tang.
Yeah, they'll tang out.
No, that tang will carry. You know, this is like one of Leon's lines. You know, his sweet licks. He'll just let it ring out, man. He'll just let that tang go. Just
yeah, tango.
People
I get
love it.
It
was fun.
Yeah, no. So, if you're driving through New Mexico and it's like next gas station, 130 miles, and you're like, I'm fine. I got 3/4 of a bag of Skittles. I'm fine. Yeah, I'll sit back. I'll tang out. I'll be at that gas station when I'm at that gas station.
I was wrong. It's a full pound. It's a full pound of Skittles.
By God.
And here's what's going to happen with these Skittles. I can tell you already. I'm going to do this podcast.
Yeah.
I'm going to eat about 3.
Yeah.
And then they're going in the trash.
No, you can't say that.
They're probably going in the trash.
No, you'll
unless my son, unless my son wants them, because I haven't had Skittles in decades.
Uh huh.
And the reason I haven't is because my memory is I don't like them.
Uh huh.
So like I don't know. I might rethink it.
Listen, you're coming in prejudice, and that's sort
I'm
of
coming
the good
in prejudice,
way.
But I'm going to play it straight.
That's no, you no, you no, no, no. You play it straight. You play.
You know I'm good.
You'll play it straight. That's
of course
what
I'm
we.
Play
that's
it straight.
What we play it straight. You have got to play it straight. Look,
you're in this game. That's the only thing you got, brother.
No.
Your good
no.
name.
We have to name. Play. There's people come. They shine so bright. They fly Icarus to the sun. They burn out. But in the snack game, you want to last.
You're going to play it straight.
Play it straight. I know you'll play it straight. I also like that you're coming in prejudiced, right? You're in like you're a southern courtroom right now. I love it. Here you come.
Oh, I just opened that resealable bag. You can hear it.
Yep.
And I'll tell you, the smell is exactly as I remember it. As I dip my beak into that pound of Skittles.
It's not fresh. It's got an older kind of packaged rubber, but you can also pick out the tang fighting through in there. Am I right?
Yeah, there's a sweetness and there's an undertone of tang. Now I'm looking at it, and I gotta be honest, as I'm pulling out the Skittles, and forgive me, they're falling onto my floors. First of all, they're slightly different than I remember. They're smaller.
Uh-huh.
They're more they're rounder than I remember them being. Like I feel like they're almost orbs.
Look,
these Skittles.
Oh, damn girl. Skittles are round. They're always round. What are you talking about? Oh, I mean, they're not they're not round the way an M&M peanut is round, but they're right. if you were to draw them,
they're rounder than a plain M&M, but less orbital than a peanut M&M.
Well said.
Rounder than I thought. Now I'm going to start.
They got the S in the middle. You know what the S is for, Magic? Skittles.
Tell me.
Yeah, Skittles. I'm pretty sure.
That did not know that.
Yeah, I'm imagining that is on each little one imprinted with a little S.
Yeah, one of my S's. Now, so I've only had two of them. One of my S's is half rubbed off. That's not good quality control.
You know, well, the thing is, they're not individually wrapped, right? They're all in the bag. So that's part and parcel of being a Skittle. You might get rubbed off in the bag. You might just get rubbed off in the bag, Michael. Like, that's part and parcel of being a Skittle, getting rubbed off in a bag.
When I went camping, Boy Scout trip, I was about 8 years old.
Yeah.
Got rubbed off in the bag.
Are you a scout now, or are you a bear cub, or some kind of thing?
I was a scout.
Yeah. And you were in the bag.
I was in the bag.
Yeah, with all the other guys.
Yeah, got rubbed off.
Yeah, that's part of being a Skittle, my friend. That's just part of being a Skittle. At eight, you don't know it.
No, I mean, at eight.
How was your weekend? You're happy to be home. You don't want to think about the bag. You're just you're home. You're back playing with your G.I. Joe. Your Lego.
You have a good time. Yeah, what a good time. You go canoeing. Yep. Learned to build a fire.
It rained one night. Rained one night. Yeah. And what'd you guys do? We just kind of put the
kind of hung out in the tent.
Yeah, we hung out in the tent. Anything else? Nope. Yeah, we had s'mores. Yeah, they showed us how to, like, you know, kind of like whittle, and to yourself also rubbed off in the bag.
I'm taking a red one because I feel like the chances of me liking it are best with red. I could be wrong about that. I've always been partial to red flavors.
I'm going
to
go orange.
Oh, orange. That's fun.
Let's have it.
I'm taking a bite.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Now, Michael's reaction is the opposite of mine. I feel this tang explosion still going. He's like someone put some half-solidified tar in his face. They took one of those, like, glue sticks. They scooped up the half-hard tar from the steaming hot pavement where it's lying, and they shoved it into his face. That's what his face looks like, friends, right now. Yeah,
You squirt a little red into the tar, and that's what a Skittle is. Squirt a little red right into that tar. I don't like it. It's, first of all, it's too. It's tech. It's. I got two problems with the Skittle right off the bat. Texturally, it doesn't work for me. Mm-hmm. It's too dense. It's too dense.
Mm-hmm. That's why the bag lasts, Johnny. That's why the bag lasts.
I'm not looking to make an investment in Skittles. I'm not looking for, like, a long-term futures with the Skittles. Mm. You know, my thing with snacks is you better be disposable. You're a snack. Mm-hmm. You come into my life, you go out of my life. Mm-hmm. You know, we have a great time. Mm-hmm. You know, we rub one off in the bag. We have a great time. We're done.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Long-term emotional commitment.
No.
To your snack. You want to get in, get out, right? Yeah.
Thanks a lot. I had a great trip. It was a lot of fun.
Had a great trip, great weekend, quick bag rub off, and you're out. You don't need to have any kind of long-term.
I'm not looking to celebrate anniversaries with my bag of Skittles.
You see this shelf? This is my shelf of snacks. I got all these snacks right here. It's not just you. I got all these snacks. So
I got a lot of snacks I got to service.
Now, this is one of the fun things about doing Mike and Tommy Snacks Review when we get into this situation, because I vehemently disagree with you.
You love it.
Oh, I haven't had Skittles in quite some time, but not as long as you. But there is that element of when you haven't had something for a while and you bite into it, you have that ratchet, you ratchet it back on a wire pole into the memory banks, and you're like, yes, this is the thing that I remember. In your situation, instantly you're like, yeah, no, I don't like this. I came in all Southern courtroom, and now I'm like, I was right. Judge's like, no, boom, guilty.
Right.
And that happens so damn quick. You're like, wait, that's it? You turn to your trial lawyer. He's like, I'm afraid that's it. Right? Whereas I took that bite, and I'm right back there with Iron Man 1, you know, with Johnny Downey Jr., and Johnny Downey's up there on the screen, and his dad, you know, is doing something, Johnny Downey Sr., and they're in a cave, and then they don't know there's going to be 22 more movies. They don't know they've launched, like, the greatest franchise in movie history. They don't know that they're going to, like, hey, remember Lord of the Rings? That's old news. They don't know that. It's just Johnny Downey Jr. in a cave with no pants, right? Trying to figure out how to put together some metal. And they don't know they're about to launch the greatest franchise in the world. And there I am, sitting in row 11. I got my bag of Skittles. I'm like, go, Johnny. Go, Johnny. You know? And
he's
Jameson,
great in that.
Jameson Paltrow, the girl, she's right there. Yep. And the whole thing is like, this is great. Look at these guys launching a franchise. We're just having some Skittles and getting along. And like, I'm enthralled because he gets out of the cave and he builds a suit and he could die and he fights bad guys. Now it's an hour and a half in. There I am still with the Skittles. And they're still going strong. Like, I almost like they're like regenerating themselves. And you don't like that. But the bang for the buck for me is pleasurable. But more than that, much, much more than that, because you got to play it straight. The thing that I like the texture. I like the texture. You know this about me. I like chewy stuff.
Yep.
You know?
Oh, you're a chewy. You're
you give
a chewy
me the,
texture
remember
guy.
The, I mean, you give me nibs. I'm happy. Mm-hmm. You put me on a raft, but you got like a bunch of nibs, right? You sail me from the Coral Islands. Off I go. They're like, you got no water. And I'm like, it's fine, it'll rain. I got nibs. I got nibs. Off I go. You got no paddle. I'm like,
I got
so
nibs.
What? Don't you remember Wilson and Hanks? I'm good. I got nibs. I'm just yelling that out. I'll flag down a freighter. I'm okay. I got nibs. The nibs are chewy. I like it. I'm not even, when I get down to my last half bag, then I'm going to start looking around and be like, huh. I mean, so I appear to be in the
should have brought some water. Should have brought some
more.
Kid, I like chewy. Kid, don't get me wrong. I like a chew.
Okay.
And I like a tang.
Then what's your problem?
To me, kid, the combination of the particular consistency of the Skittle. Mm-hmm. It's a little too dense. And here's the thing I want to say about the tang. The flavors, and I'm going to get grief from this from the viewers I know. Skittle flavors are banal. It's a banal flavor. There's no surprises on a Skittle. They're giving you exactly the lowest common denominator version of the flavor you think you're gonna get. They're not giving you anything more. They're not putting in any extra effort. They're not breaking a sweat for you. They don't give a shit. You know, they can't even keep the S on the thing. The other thing I don't like, Tommy, kid, listen to me. I don't like the shell. I don't like the shell. I don't like the candy coating on the sweet candy coating on the fruity flavor. To me, as a combination, it doesn't work. It never has worked. Now I've gone through every flavor since we've been talking. I've tried the green. I've tried the red. I've tried the purple, the yellow, and the orange. And banal. From start to finish, banal. It's like I'm going to see Johnny Downey.
Can I stop you for 1 second before you get onto the Johnny Downey thing? Does banal mean great? I just need to clarify because I'm.
No.
Oh, okay. Because I thought like, yeah, I agree. These are great. Okay. No. Continue with your Johnny Downey.
Look, I'm going to see Johnny Downey, and I'm going to see him, you know, put on the Iron Man thing.
Yep.
You know, and he puts it on.
Yep.
And he's not fighting Mickey Rourke.
No,
I could watch him
later.
Fight Mickey Rourke. I could watch him fight Mickey Rourke all day.
Yeah.
You know, he's going up against, I don't know, Stanley Tucci. Stanley Tucci, fine, you know. But I don't want to see him going up against Johnny Downey, you know?
No. Nobody wants that.
No.
Stanley Tucci needs to, like, maybe sit down and have some pasta, and then we start the movie.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
But it's not a fair fight. It's Stanley Tucci.
I don't know where you're
me.
Going with the Stanley Tucci run, though.
I like Stanley Tucci.
Who doesn't?
But I'm saying but he's not going to give me anything against Johnny Downey in this thing. I know what I'm going to see. Mickey Rourke's going to give me something. He's not, you know, he's going to give me something. I wasn't expecting Mickey Rourke to show up with the laser whips.
The laser whips.
Can you imagine Stanley Tucci with the laser whips? I'm not interested.
I hear what you're saying. Now, listen. First off, two things. Well, the first thing, Michael,
I don't want to knock Stanley Tucci.
Michael and I are being facetious. We know that Johnny Downey's real name. We know. It's Johnny Downey Jr. We know.
Yeah, of course.
We know. We're purposely jerking the chain by leaving the Jr. out. But we know it's Johnny Downey Jr. The second thing is, and this sort of should give you all the information you need to know. While you just went on your rant about how you didn't like him, I'm like, I hope he keeps talking and talking and talking with his stupid, misguided rant, because I keep popping Skittle after Skittle in my mouth and I don't want to stop. And the more you speak, the more, now I got to talk and I can't eat as much. And so I'm a little, I resent it a little bit, but you hit the nail, you unwittingly hit the nail on the head when you're like, look, I don't like the shell. I don't like the texture. It's too dense. Because you know why? And the reason you don't like it? Because they packed all this sugar in. That's why it's a popular snack. That's why it's a kindergarten. The kindergartners are like, oh, wait, so more sugar? And then on top, coated in sugar? I'm in. Let's color it up. Let's send it out there. Let's get them going. Like I am right now. I'm revved up. I'm crazy on 27 Skittles. I'm like, let's give the kindergartners this and let's watch them go apeshit crazy in the playground. May they never be in the bag rubbed off. May they always be running free in the playground. Skittles. I'm looking at this bag. I cannot believe how much of this bag is left over. You know, I'm like, I don't know. Skittles is like, it's making a heavy push for a commitment from me. And I respect that. I respect that magic. They're like, look, we know you have a lot of options, but we're here. We're going to rev you up like crazy every time. Yep. And it's only going to take us a minute to... It only takes a minute to rev you up. That's all it's going to take. 1 minute, and we rev you up. Like we get you up and going, friend. And we don't. We're here. And then you think you want to come back tonight? We'll rev you right up right again. Take seven of us. We'll rev you right up. And then you want to come back tomorrow? Because look at, we're here. We got half a bag full. We're just going to keep going. You know what you're going to get in exchange? Revved up sugar, my friend. Pretty damn good exchange for the same price it costs to get some other snack. Plus, I get the thing that I love, chewy, right? And I don't mind the dents. I like the color. I like the feel. I'm pro Skittle.
I feel like you're recommitting in a way to original Skittles that you maybe forced me. Is even surprising you.
Yeah, you forced me to express how I feel. You said, listen, we're gonna put Skittles on the stand. And I'm Southern Courtroom, and down here it's done like this, and you're just going to like issue this verdict. And then here I am, you know, the effete, you know, brown East Coast intellectual. Mm-hmm. I got to have an argument. I have to have some form of reasoning.
You're Macy in this situation. You're Macy.
Yeah. And you're Leon, knowing that your dad will cover it.
Oh, yeah.
You're like, listen, he's bought out everybody already. This thing is only going to be guilty. There's no other way this can go.
Because this can only go one way.
The jury has a say, but then the judge has the final say. And they've all been bought out by daddy. So I still feel like, as Macy, the best I can hope for is an acquittal and a drink at the bar with Leon after all these years, just to put the question that's been burning in my breast to bed. I just want to sit down there at Slocum's and order a Crantini and sit and just see if there's anything left, if there's anything in my heart when I sit opposite Leon. When I smell Leon one more time, will the next steps of my life unfold like drapes cascading through the ground? Or will I be able to just walk away? Go ahead, please.
Well, you win some, you lose some, Leon. Yeah. Yeah. Bartender, can I get a Crantini? What are you drinking? I'm just having some Bourbon.
Yeah.
Well.
Some Bourbon. Yeah.
I'm just some Bourbon.
Uh-huh. That's his drink.
Yep.
Uh-huh.
It was a heck of a case. Yeah. You know, you look the same. Do I know you? Macy. Yeah, counselor, I remember from court.
No,
Macy Gibbons. Macy Gibbons.
From Brown.
Brown.
That's exactly Brown. What he says. You got it right. Brown. Somewhere deep nestled in the, you know, in the recesses of his memory are his college years, clouded by the lack of success that folded over and engulfed them in decades after.
Yeah, I mean, well, all he's thinking about is the old man handed in this case because it was a shoo-in. He couldn't fuck this
up.
He
could not lose.
It's Skittles. Skittles is going to be guilty. Skittles is always guilty. He walks in there, tossed it away. He's going to hear it from the old man. And now he's got this fancy East Coast so-and-so coming up to him in the bar while he's trying to drink away his sorrows and figure out what he's going to say to his old man and acting like, you know, first of all, rubbing it in his face. Yep. Second of all, bringing up Brown. How does she know about Brown?
How does she know I went to Brown? Yeah.
Right.
What is this? What kind of attack is this? And she's attractive. But what kind of attack is this? And she, there's something, I don't know. What kind of attack is this anyway? Macy, she doesn't know what to come back with.
No.
From Brett, because.
It's me. It's Macy. We were in rhetorical arts together. We were in history of Western expansion from 1830 to 1880 together.
Intro to poli sci. You played down at the bar with your guys.
Oh yeah,
Macy.
I'm sorry. I'm real sorry, Macy.
And you know what, Macy says? She goes, "You know what, Leon? I'm sorry too."
And end of scene.
And she gets up and she walks out. And that's it.
But God, she still wants to fuck him. She's going back to the hotel that
he's
night.
He's gonna find a way to get back to her for sure. Yeah. I imagine there'll be some rubbing at the tail end of this whole tale. But that's a different rating, my friend.
Yeah.
Rating.
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 Rating. Rating.
The only question here now is how big is the spread?
Yeah.
What's the spread?
I think I have a
number in my head for what the spread is.
Yeah, I do too. I do too.
All right.
And we're gonna like scouts honor each other. No bag,
yep.
No bag scouts honor, okay? For what the spread is. And I think I'm gonna win. Would you like to go first? Or would you like me to go first?
Sure. I'll go first. Skittles. I came into it biased, and I apologize for that. But look, I have some experience with you before. You know, we've danced before, and I don't know what it is. If you got a left foot and I've got a left foot, and together we're just two left feet, I don't know. But there's no rhythm there. There never was. Now, that being said, I opened the bag. I took a sniff with my beak. I didn't like what I smelled. I took a taste. I didn't particularly like what I tasted. However, mitigating that is the fact that after I ate one of every flavor, I continued to eat two or three more. Did I enjoy them anymore? Not really, but they were sitting in front of my face. So what am I going to do? Not eat the Skittles? Of course not. I'm not a savage. I'm going to eat Skittles if they're sitting in front of my face. Nevertheless, I didn't enjoy them. Three.
Ladies, gentlemen of the jury, I came to your town thinking to myself, I had to do it to do this job, but I would never, ever consider leaving the East Coast. But I got off the plane. Your air is fragrant. The petals bloom. The people are kind to me. People on the main street nodding hello to me. And I know I don't look like I fit in. And that doesn't seem to bother people. Then I come here, I listen to your reasoned arguments, ladies and gentlemen of the jury, and I think for the first time in my life, maybe I could belong elsewhere. And the Skittles that I brought before you, sure, they're not for everybody. I understand that. But they are who they are, and as I said, they're here for you. I'm not going to rehash all these arguments, but there's something for somebody who just accepts you, and every time you come back to them, they're there for you. And that's Skittles. Also, Skittles, you're not Nibs. 6.
Oh, wow. You went lower.
Because I don't need to get jacked up all the time. And I appreciate what Skittles does for the younger generation. But I might like sit slowly with some chewy nibs. Or I might get in there with some Starburst for the chew that I'm looking for. But I respect the Skittles. I'm not a hater like yourself. I go 6. Mm-hmm. A discrepancy of 3, if I'm not mistaken, if my math is correct. Who wins that one?
You do. My spread was 5.
Yeah. And I didn't do it to win the thing. I said we'd go scouts on or no rub. I'll see you next week.
Oh, all we got is our word. Kid, all we got is our word. You know? We play it straight.
We play it straight.
I'll see you next week.
See you next week. Star Fans Audio, a podcast. A podcast network.